You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For trying to insert, quote, ideological policy riders into the massive spending package. A Harvard study on housing affordability is finding more and more people are having trouble paying the rent. Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies finds 43 million families and individuals across the country live in rental housing, an increase of almost 9 million households in the last 10 years. Renter incomes have been stagnant, with last year being another record-setting year of the number of renters paying over 30% of their income in housing costs. Minimum wage earners are having the toughest time, with about 80% living in housing that's not affordable. Even though multifamily housing construction has accelerated in its fastest pace in nearly 30 years, it hasn't been enough to meet the increasing demand. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Of us are. So we continue to have a very high demand for toys out there, and that's the challenge.
Pete Osmond says the program is reaching out to as many kids as it can to bring each of them a joyous Christmas.
So over the years, the program has grown dramatically. This year, we're actually conducting 789 campaigns in big cities and small towns all across our country.
Toys are being collected at all Toys R Us and Babies R Us locations nationwide through this Sunday, as well as online at toysfortots.org.
When you wish upon a star.
True Disney lovers can now look online for their Happily Ever After.
Disney lovers can now meet like-minded folks at mousemingle.com, a new dating site created exclusively for those who love Disney romances and hope to find the same magic in their own relationship. Now, those interested can start searching now through different profiles for free, though it'll cost $12.55 to send a message. That 55, Disney says, is a nod to 1955, the year Disneyland was founded. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 49. Northwesterly winds will be between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 29, calm winds becoming northwesterly around 6 miles per hour. On Saturday, we have sunny skies and a high near 52 and calm winds. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 29 and calm winds. And Sunday, we have sunny skies again and a high near 54. Calm winds becoming southwesterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Sunday evening, we have partly cloudy skies and a low around 32. We're back up with the sunny skies on Monday to start our work week and a high near 52.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings from 10 to 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. And we're always glad to be here and have the opportunity to speak to you. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And we are looking at the end of the year. And I have to say that listening to the weather, it was awesome. My goodness, we're here in December, first week in December, and we have temperatures in the 50s. How long will that last? And I'm always grateful for calm winds because I have horses and I don't need them to, as the expression says, feel their oats on these cooler days. So that's really nice. No wind, no ridiculously cold temperatures, which I'm not looking forward to. I know it's coming. But it's a fabulous Friday morning with sunny skies. And I'm going to be talking about Hunterdon Helpline's publication, Choices for Seniors, an elder care directory for seniors and their caregivers. It's in their second edition, or it's in its second edition. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to talk about the content, where you can find the publication and pick up copies. They're free. So we've got a lot to discuss. But again, I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know that Hanukkah's coming up this weekend, and so a shout out to people celebrating Hanukkah. We have the Christmas parade in Flemington this weekend as well. So a lot of holiday cheer and hopefully a lot of goodwill. We just had Giving Tuesday on Tuesday the 1st, and as a nonprofit, I hope you all remembered the nonprofits in your area. I hope you were able to go to givehunterdon.org, which lists, explains, illustrates the various nonprofits in your own backyard that continue to do incredible work for your neighbors, your family, your friends, right here in Hunterdon County. The dollars spent stay in Hunterdon County, and they go to people that you know. So whether Giving Tuesday was Tuesday or not, today's Friday, and I hope you will remember to give today as well. I hope that you will remember to give the entire holiday season, and that you remember to discuss it. Discuss it at the holiday table. What it means to give in your community, whether that is monetary giving, whether it is material items, whether it is volunteering. It is so important to keep our nonprofits functioning and giving to those in need and at risk. And certainly Hunterdon Helpline has been doing that for 47 years come January. So I'll tell you, it's a tough road, but it's an incredibly rewarding road. And I have to give a shout out to all the nonprofits out there, that you are in fact amazing people. You do so much with so little. Your first cause is someone else, not yourself, and that's not just commendable, but it keeps the wheels of your community turning. just think about it. You know, this is the season to watch It's a Wonderful Life. What if we removed the nonprofits from the community? What would that movie look like? Who would be out on the street? Who would be in need? Who would not be able to navigate the system, help their children? Who would not be contributing to the community as a result? So when you watch It's a Wonderful Life this holiday season, let's remember that if we remove the nonprofits, that dream is a nightmare. And so in order to support the work that all of us do, we need your help. So you can go to givehunterdon.org. There are nonprofits listed there. I think we have about 14 on the site. We're about to get two more added to the site. And, you know, basically, for want of a better way to describe it, givehunterdon.org is a smorgasbord of nonprofits that you can learn about, see what they do, see the different programs and services that they offer, see what they need, again, both monetarily, materially, and volunteerism needs as well, and decide, where is my heart going? Where is my pocket going? What is important to me in this community? Maybe it's all of the above. Maybe it's every single one of those nonprofits. That's awesome. That is wonderful. But we understand that we have different needs within our own families. We have different experiences within our own family, and we want to share those experiences in a certain way. So if someone in our family has experienced homelessness or drug addiction or mental illness, needless to say, we're going to gravitate towards the nonprofit that is offering solutions to those ills, and definitely understandable. And also, probably one of the goals of Give Hunterdon is to educate the community as to what the programs and services are out there that not only need your help, but also can give you help. So another wonderful aspect of Give Hunterdon is that you may find an organization that you've been looking for in order to find the solutions or the answers to the challenges that you face every day. So it's sort of a double whammy. You might be encouraged to give, or you might be encouraged to say, you know what, I could use this program, or I'm going to refer a friend to this program because I didn't know that it existed, or I wasn't quite sure what they did. And looking at the nuances, it's obvious that my friend, my family member, my colleague could benefit. So it's worth the typing, the couple of clicks to get there, givehunterdon.org. Variety of different organizations, as I said, from Meals on Wheels and the Food Pantry, Fisherman's Mark, all involved with a variety of different programs and services, but also all running food programs to drug awareness, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, which of course addresses addictions, to Family Promise, Hunterdon Helpline, of course, Safe in Hunterdon, dealing with homelessness on a variety of different levels. Again, I point this out all the time when I speak to groups about what Helpline does, but also about the collaboration of the Give Hunterdon folks. It's really not duplicated services. If you look in the community and you see, for instance, Hunterdon Prevention Resources and Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, you say, well, why do we need two of them? Well, but they do different things. We have different expertise in those fields. The same way Hunterdon Helpline conducts a literacy services program, which is wonderful, but the ESC also has a literacy program. St. Magdalene's has a literacy program. The Y has a literacy program. Why do we need all these literacy programs in our county? What makes them different? And we bring different expertise to the environment in which we're teaching. For instance, Hundred and Helplines Literacy Services is a one-on-one program. It's not bound by classroom scheduling. It's not bound by level of proficiency or particular requirements that a adult learner would have to fit into before they were able to access that instruction. It's one-on-one, and we devise a plan and a schedule that meets the needs of that adult learner and their match tutor. So when I hear duplicated services, I stop and I take the time to explain that the nonprofits in our county are not duplicating services. Each of us has a different place of expertise. And again, because our budgets are small, we couldn't possibly, could not possibly give those services across the board. For instance, both a classroom English instruction and a one-on-one instruction and so forth. Again, go to givehundreden.org, find out for yourself all about the resources you have right here at your fingertips in Hundreden County. I will be right back after this break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho! Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helpline. I'm Susan Lax, Hunterdon Helpline's Executive Director. and so happy that you've tuned in. And we've been talking about giving and going to givehunterdon.org to support your local nonprofits. Hunterdon Helpline is going to be 47 years old. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's your first call for help for all those years, and we are there for you 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And it's pretty amazing to be a Hunterdon Helpline community resource specialist who takes those calls, helps you navigate your challenges, and finds you the right solutions to not just your short-term goals, but your long-term goals. How do you reach us? Just call 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Or locally, 908-782-HELP, 782-4357. You can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, and you can see there a list of different programs serving you in addition to our First Assist program, which fields your calls 24/7 and helps you find the right solution, not just with our own programs and services, but as an outreach to the other organizations in this county that can offer you assistance so that we get you the right solution to the right problem. What are some of the issues that we cover? Well, basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and we serve as the social services call center for both Hunterdon and Somerset when they close their doors at the end of the day or on the weekend. And we also provide you with information about the link when its dispatch office closes for the day at 4:30. It's a lot. We do it. I believe we do it well. And we do it with your help, always with your help, relying on grants, both local, county, and state, as well as those that trickle down from the federal government through those entities. We rely on corporate donations, and we rely on the donations of individuals. We cannot do it without your help, and we hope that you will consider us this holiday season. For more information, you can always email info@helplinehc.org. That's info@helplinehc.org. Well, I promised that we were going to talk about one of my favorite accomplishments of Hunterdon Helpline outside of helping people on a day-to-day, hour-by-hour basis, and that is our Choices for Seniors directory. It's an elder care directory for seniors and their caregivers. It covers Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Warren counties. And really, what it is a directory for seniors and their caregivers who are trying to, one, understand, two, learn about, and three, actually navigate the resources that are in our area for seniors as they age. And that's huge. That is huge. That starts with us simply by reaching 65, and what are the services and programs out there for us to age comfortably, to age in place. It covers the gamut of health and medical issues that might suddenly, unfortunately, but it's a reality, befall us. And of course, the facilities that we may want to need or find out about because we need them, the equipment, the recreational opportunities, so many things that do change as we get older, as we go from being the younger generation to the older generation. And Choices for Seniors was started 2 years ago, and it was a response to all the calls that we get at Hunterdon Helpline by seniors and for seniors to understand what the resources are. They would call our First Assist 24/7 call center to say, you know, mom's moving here, I need a ramp, etc. Or I don't live near mom or dad, but they want to stay in their home. How do we do that successfully when they take medications and sometimes skip meals? So many different scenarios that we were giving these little customized game plans or directories, whatever you want to call it. And we decided, you know what? Everybody's asking pretty similar information. How do we provide this growing population, particularly in Hunterdon County, with the resources that they need, with the information about those resources? And we said, well, if we take all of those resources that we generally tell people about when they call in and put them in one publication, it will be just a handy resource for any time of a person's life when they become a senior. I mean, it certainly can run the gamut from somebody who has just become a, you know, 65-year-old senior to many of our clients who are in their 90s, one who is approaching 100 this month, as a matter of fact. So covers all of that. It's such a fantastic resource, and it is published in this just a beautiful book style, magazine style, glossy publication that you could leave on your cocktail table and it would be awesome and people would pick it up. It's engaging. In addition to the information, it has many wonderful articles. The front of it has a directory of all the agencies and nonprofit resources right at your disposal across, again, those four counties, Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Warren, because we know that we shop outside of the county, and people who live outside of the county shop in Hunterdon County for resources, for facilities, for programs and services. So the whole front of the book is that guide, very handy, alphabetized, etc. And then we go into the for-profit section. And these are businesses that have an elder care focus. They have a program or service or a product that has an elder care focus. And what does that really mean? That means we don't allow somebody to advertise in here simply because they want to engage this growing population. They truly must have already a program, service, or product that is geared toward a senior or their caregiver who needs it in order to take care of a senior. And it's actually very interesting because when you look at the ads, sure, there's a lot of facilities and so forth, but a lot of resources that I wouldn't have thought of. They're just amazing when you think of how somebody could age in place, utilize different resources. So there's things from home care to hospice, speech and hearing, physicians, rehabilitation facilities, skilled nursing, just mobility needs, etc. Plus the different programs and services that Hunterdon Helpline actually provides seniors under its Seniors and Persons with Disability division. That includes, of course, its telephone reassurance program, which makes daily calls to seniors to make sure that they are okay in their homes and functioning well. Also, the Friendly Visitor Program, which sends adult volunteers to our clients' homes for a nice friendly visit. Many of our seniors don't have friends or family nearby. Oftentimes, they're very isolated. They may have family across the country, but not in their own community. A friendly visit from someone weekly makes a huge impact. It's been proven through research that social visits positively impact not just your mental health, but your physical health. So our programs under Seniors and Disability Services at Hunterdon Helpline definitely serve to do that. And this second issue, so we put out a first issue, which was so well received. The publication has an 18-month shelf life. The first publication was so well received and copies were flying off. We tried desperately to keep some at the office so that we would always have some if people called to find out where there were copies left. And but we even got an editorial by the Hunterdon Democrat about Choices, which we are so grateful for, because I really feel that it connected with the community. It encouraged people to get a copy. And this is, by the way, as good as this publication looks, and obviously you can't see it on the radio, but I'm going to tell you how you can see it on the internet. It's free. It is free. So we want people to pick up the copies and get them. But an editorial like the Hunterdon County Democrat gave us with the first edition was just absolutely amazing. So I'm going to tell you how to access Choices for Seniors, either in hard copy or on the internet, when we come back from this break.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Democrats, including Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, says all lawmakers must ask themselves some hard questions after the latest mass shooting.
The most common question in America today is, what will it take to face down this evil?
14 people were killed, 21 others injured in the attack in San Bernardino, California. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the U.S. is getting close to a dangerous new level of normalcy. California Senator Barbara Boxer says her state's strict gun laws have saved lives. Over 1,000 rabbis are pushing the U.S. to accept Syrian refugees. The Hebrew Immigrant Raid Aid Society published a letter this week saying D.C. has to show moral leadership for the U.S. refugee admissions program. The group says it doesn't want people who are the most vulnerable to terror to be kept out of the U.S. because of more fear of terror. Former Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver singer Scott Weiland is dead. The 48-year-old was reportedly found unresponsive last night on his tour bus in Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
The weather forecast for today, Friday, December 4th, in the Hunterdon County area, begins today with sunny skies and a high near 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 29 degrees, and calm winds becoming northwesterly around 6 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 52, along with calm winds. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 29 and calm winds. Sunday, sunny skies again, a high near 54, calm winds becoming southwesterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, and the temperatures will fall to 32 degrees. But the temperatures will stay up in the 50s on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 52. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help, our first assist program, just keeps you in the loop at the very least and helps you find success in your community through better employment, medical care, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, and so forth. To reach Hunterdon Helpline, you only need to call 908-782-HELP. That's 908-782-4357. Or 1-800 number is 272-4630. 272-4630. Visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org to find out more about the programs and services we have been giving the county for 47 years. And we've been talking about another wonderful program of or service of Huntington Helpline, and that's our Choices for Seniors Elder Care Directory, which came out in its second edition this month, and or I guess last month technically, and it's awesome, if I say so myself. And we talked a little bit about the contents before the break. Now I'm going to tell you how you can actually access it right now, even though the beautiful, glossy publication is available at a variety of different places, including all the senior centers in the four counties it serves, Huntington, Somerset, Mercer, Warren, hospitals, various businesses and offices on aging within the Department of Social Services in those four counties. And of course, at Huntington Helpline, we leave a big box in the vestibule so that people don't even have to come into the office. They can just come in, grab by the front door of the office building at 14 Mine Street and grab their copies. But if you're listening now, and this is what I absolutely love about this service, for our seniors and for the caregivers who serve them, is that you can access it right now while you're listening to me. If you go on the internet, simply type in www.choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. That's choicesforseniorsdirectory.org, all one word, .org. It will pop up. You will see the front cover, which is this year. It's a beautiful green-hued cover. And you'll also see some of the articles that are inside right there on that home page. But all you have to do, as though you had that directory sitting right in front of you, is just flip the pages. It's an interactive website. You can flip the pages, read through the entire publication, or you can go to the table of contents and actually click on the pages that you want to visit. The other part of this, which is so great, is if you see in the index or what have you, there are links to the advertisers, and you really have every advantage of exploring this publication that you would if you had it right in front of you, with the addition of being able to click on the websites of the businesses and go directly to their websites. So it's awesome. Here's another thing that you can do with this online that you cannot do with the hard copy, and that's translate it in most any language. Now that's pretty awesome. It's also interesting to do, even if you don't want to translate it, do it. It's very interesting to see this publication in other languages. Very interesting, and oftentimes very pretty. Some of these other languages have just beautiful alphabets and characters. So very interesting that way. The other thing that you can do is, if you can't get to one of the sites to get the hard copy, you can print it out right at the website so that you do have a version of it. Not as pretty as the one that is obviously published book style or what have you. It's going to be on your paper. It's going to look exactly the same page by page. But that's immediate access. And you can also share it with a friend. So if you're looking at it and you say, oh my gosh, Aunt Mary needs a copy of this, or, you know, my neighbor down the street or somebody at work, just go ahead and share it via email, and then they will have it in their email and they'll be able to print it out, or they can go directly to the website and access it with that wonderful interactive ability. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that. There's no excuses not to be able to access Choices for Seniors and see the information in it. And why is it so important? Well, it's so important because the baby boomers have truly begun to age, and this population in not just our area but across the country is huge. It's growing in leaps and bounds. That means it needs services. That means it needs products. It needs programs to first and foremost age in place, because we do know that that is something that we all want, is to age in place. We don't want to go into a facility unless we have to and leave our comfortable surroundings, our familiar surroundings, our neighbors that we might have had for 20 years or more. All of that is very important. It's very important to me and very important to most of the people that I know. Hunterdon County is one of the largest, has one of the largest senior populations. If you look at the overall United States as of the U.S. Census in July 2013, the senior population was 14.1%. In Hunterdon, it's 14.8%. It's larger than in the state of New Jersey, which is 14.4%. So right here in Hunterdon County, this population is growing and growing. And we have to be able to find resources that we need, and that could be anything from downsizing. There's resources and choices for downsizing, going from that four-bedroom colonial to a townhome to make it a bit easier on our lifestyles. And then there's, of course, information about choosing the right home health care so that we can stay in our homes as long as possible. And then finally, what kind of facilities do we want to move into, from assisted living information to nursing homes and to Alzheimer's care centers. So a lot of information between the two covers, quite a bit of information. Again, I said the distribution points for this, very important. The different senior centers all have them. In Hunterdon County, we have, I'm going to go there and just start giving you some of that information because it should be near you. So in Hunterdon County, we have, of course, the Hunterdon County Senior Center, which is at Four Gaunt Place, off of Route 31 in the county complex buildings. And then we also have distribution at the Bethlehem Township Senior Club, and that's at the Community Center on Mine Road in Asbury. We have them distributed at the Clinton Township Senior Club, and that is at the Annandale Reformed Church on 2 West Street. Delaware Valley Senior Citizens Club, and that is on North Union Street in the American Legion building. In East Amwell, the Elks, the Flemington Elks seniors meet on Route 31, and that, of course, is in the building that we all pass with the big elk in front of it, which I just absolutely love. And Franklin Township is at the Quakertown Firehouse. In Glen Gardner, it's at the YMCA Adult Center. And in Holland Township, it is at the Regal Ridge Community Center. That's on Warren Glen Road, Milford Warren Glen Road. Kingwood, we can find it at the Old Fairview Schoolhouse. And that's on Fairview Road. Lebanon Borough Seniors Club, that meets in Lebanon on High Street. The Milford Borough senior citizens meet at the Milford Presbyterian Church, and the Surgeonsville Senior Centers at the Surgeonsville Volunteer Fire Company in Surgeonsville. Reddington Township meets at the on Klein Boulevard at White House Station, and Union Senior Citizens Club meets at the Bethlehem Presbyterian Church in Pittstown on Ray Street, and West Amwell meets at the Mount Airy Firehouse on Mount Airy Village Road. So that's just Hunterdon. If you go to the other pages, you can access the senior centers and clubs in Mercer, Somerset, and Warren County. So even if you're not looking for a copy of Choices, and if it happens that they're not there, if they run out, just give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 782-4357. We will make sure that they get more copies or tell you another place that you can receive one. And again, don't forget, you can go to www.choicesforseniorsdirectory.org on the internet to see it, to use it, also to print it out, etc. These are free, and the paid advertising in the back from the for-profit businesses that have put ads in because they have an elder care focus help pay for this publication, which is why we cannot, and I apologize for this, but we cannot send it to all the seniors in the county. It would cost us an absolute fortune, and obviously we cannot do that. But we have it in enough places that if you call us at 908-782-4357, we can tell you how to get your copy. And again, if you have access to the internet, you can access it immediately. We're going to take a short break and then come back. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's in this second edition of Choices for Seniors, Elder Care Directory for Seniors and Their Caregivers.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, The Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, which is just absolutely amazing. I am very proud and humbled to be part of the cadre of radio hosts, starting, of course, with Chris Bianca, our Pied Piper, if you will, and all the other incredibly interesting programs. I mean, from food to holistic care to, oh my gosh, to, again, the nonprofits such as Helpline and Norwest Cap. Truly a wealth of information comes across these radio airwaves or satellite waves, I guess. And I am just very pleased to be part of it. And to be part of it also by sharing with you wonderful information about how various hands across our county are working very hard to make a difference in our communities. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help with its first assist program, and all you have to do 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We don't let holidays impede us. We work right through them. 908-782-4357 if you want to reach us locally, or use our toll-free number 1-800-272-4630. And we also have our Community Translation Center, which is part of that, and that enables people who do not speak English well in order to navigate whatever challenge they are facing and do need a little extra help with a translation. We have people who can help them in a variety of different languages, including Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Tagalog, Arabic, Hebrew. And we just finally did get somebody who speaks Polish, and all of a sudden we're getting a lot of calls about that. So the list keeps growing, and if we don't have somebody ready and able, we find them. So shout out to those people who volunteer for us. Unbelievable service. We thank you so much. But also, if you're listening and you do speak another language fluently other than English, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. Let us know that you are interested in becoming a volunteer with our Community Translation Center. That's 908-782-4357. So, back to Choices for Seniors, our Elder Care Directory for Seniors and Caregivers in its second edition. We're so proud that we're creating almost a library of resources for seniors and their loved ones and their caregivers. And we started telling you where to receive them and also how to go online to get immediate access to it. Again, senior centers, your county offices on aging in Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer counties, and also at the hospital. Hunterdon Medical Center has copies. If you go there and you don't see them, please ask for them. And then please call us if, in fact, you still can't get a copy of it. Let us know, excuse me, and we will make every effort to resupply those areas that are most convenient for people in the county to get. So our number again, 908-782-4357, or HELP, H-E-L-P. Get a copy or go online, www.choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. And again, we have so many different resources that are listed in this directory. that seniors need. Things from domestic abuse, addiction, adult daycare, adult education, even agricultural resources, resources about the animals that we might have, the Red Cross, bereavement support, support for the blind and sight impaired, blood donor services, transportation services, other nonprofits that are there to help, such as NorwestCAP or Catholic Charities, United Way's VITA program, which provides free tax service preparation for people. So many different, just right in the front of the directory, Easter Seals, information about eating disorders, first aid programs, employment and unemployment services. You know, we are working later. When we say seniors, something different should come to mind. It's not just that person's retired. Many of us can't retire. Many of us don't want to retire. Many of us are looking for fulfillment by working. And so, again, employment and unemployment services. Government services in Hunterdon County, Mercer, Warren, and Somerset. All kinds of different services that are offered not only by the Office on Aging, but social services, human services, etc. Housing resources. Again, downsizing. What are we eligible for? What can we afford? If we can't afford it, how do we access low-income housing? Information on the link, our transportation service here in the county that actually serves seniors and persons with disabilities first and foremost. Rutgers Cooperative Extension is in here. Many different senior programs and services to assist you, from Lifeline to Hunterdon Helplines, Telephone Reassurance to Brightside Adult Daycare Center. Again, it goes on and on. The Veterans Office. Many of our seniors, needless to say, are veterans. So there's information in there about veterans offices and visiting home health care. People don't realize sometimes the amount of resources that are, in fact, in this community. And we need to access them. They are there for you. You have paid taxes. It is important that you utilize them. There's no reason to be alone. There's no reason not to have access to resources that will improve your living situation, your lifestyle, etc. So very, very important. Socialization resources. There's an article in here that I wrote after doing some research about socialization is key to successfully aging in place. An article.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hospital.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump is keeping open the possibility that he'll run for president as a third-party candidate.
If I'm treated fairly, I would never do it. If I'm not treated fairly, I might very well do it.
Speaking with Fox News, Trump says he believes a third-party run won't be necessary since he's certain he'll be the Republican nominee. Trump has faced backlash from Democrats and Republicans alike for proposing a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. The idea has caused some to compare him to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, something Trump calls disgraceful. He says such attacks do affect his family, but he added they understand that he's being attacked because he's leading in the polls. I'm Chuck Gomez.
A longtime friend of one of the San Bernardino shooters could be hours away from going to jail. The New York Daily News reports the arrest of Enrique Marquez is, quote, imminent. Investigators have said Marquez bought the rifle Syed Farouk and his wife used to murder 14 people and wound more than 20 others last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
You hear that, kid?